Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
The condition called attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, known as ADHD, was first defined only in 1980. The pediatric guidelines for diagnosing ADHD are all subjective, such as child often has difficulty awaiting his turn, occasionally may do things compulsively, is easily distracted from tasks, fails to give close attention to details, and makes careless mistakes. A few years later, ADHD was classified as a disability, and a federal cash program was initiated for low-income families with children who are said to have ADHD. A family could get $450 a month for each child diagnosed with ADHD, with the cost of treatment and medication for low-income children covered by Medicaid. More than 3 million children use the most commonly prescribed drug, Ritalin, and it is routinely combined with other drugs. The Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, passed in 1990, mandates that eligible children receive access to special education and related services. The school is required to craft an individualized education plan to accommodate each child, which may include drugs prescribed by a medical doctor. The U.S. Department of Education classified ADHD as a handicap, and in 1991, schools began receiving grants of $400 a year for each ADHD child. Those cash payments could operate as financial incentives. Since labeling kids ADHD brings more money to the schools, it's not surprising that schools often pressure parents to get an ADHD diagnosis and put their child on Ritalin. Congress should pass the Child Medication Safety Act to prohibit schools from denying entry to a child whose parents choose not to put him on drugs.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Parents, your children should not undergo forced mental health screening. It's bad science, it's unconstitutional, and may lead to your own child being stigmatized or over-medicated. Write Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for the Mental Health Packet. That's Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or online, eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and a man who says any man who laughs at women's clothes has never paid the bill for them, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. Jeff, I never laugh at women's clothes, but I can't get over those shoes that they wear. How in the world can they flip-flop around in high heels yet? You know, I mean, I think more of my feet than that. You'd never let a horse go with one shoe on and one shoe off, or with loose shoes, you know. You hear a shoe rattling on a horse, you stop and tighten it up, you know, drive those nails in and clinch them a little better. And these gals walk around here all the time just...
And women are a lot like horses, Derry?
Oh, absolutely. You have to handle them exactly the same way. So, listen, people, see, that's where the term horse sense comes from. People that used to work horses had to get from point A to point B on a horse, had to put out a crop with horses. They had horse sense. And, you know, you can't...
They never had to take one to dinner, though.
You had to feed them.
Well, sure.
If you're, and women the same way. If you're going to use them, you've got to feed them. You know, I mean, you can't just turn them out and say, no, you have to make your own living, that because, you know, they'll get thin over winter. And anyway, so much for that. Don't play those kind of bumpers. It gets me all upset when we're trying to do something sensible here. Now, I know it, it's funny. The other day, we had Jim Guest and Louise Dinder on the air with us, and we talked about the national ID. And, you know, it's interesting to see how the government all of a sudden realizes that they've trying to take the government away from us, we the people, because this was set up, that this democratic republic was set up as a government for the people, of the people, and by the people. And there's still more of us than there is them. You know, the financial elite that runs the world, the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, and the World Bank, and the World Bankers are running the World Bank, but they don't realize, they realize that there are millions and millions and billions of us out here in the world, and we can overthrow them if we would. We can control, we can get this government back into our hands. And this is what they're afraid of. Now, they're coming up with this national ID again. I say again, the bill passed. It was the, it was signed in 2005. So George W. was involved in this thing. But we were talking about a national identification. We've been on the air with this show now for 13 years. We are in our 13th year of broadcast. And right off the bat, we started talking about how the government wanted a national identification system. And then it grew from a national identification system to people to a national identification system for animals. And the American needs passports now to board domestic flights. In other words, if you're going to fly from Omaha to New York, you're going to have a passport or a national ID. All this is going to go into effect by, I believe it's March, yes. No, it's May of 2008. May of 2008. Now, let me back up again. When I said something about overthrowing the government, I love the government. And I don't want to overthrow anything. I just want our government to get back to the Constitution of the United States. And to do that, we're going to have to get a lot of people out of office. Now, you can say that's overthrow or whatever. But if we don't go back to the original Constitution, we have lost our sovereignty. In fact, we have just almost lost our sovereignty as is. But let's go back to this national ID thing. The government, and this is what I started to say a moment ago, the government is running scared. They realize that there are a lot of people out there that have no use for the tactics that are being used in this country to control the people. And it's strictly about controlling the people. They realize that they ran into this with a national animal ID. Oh, it's going to be a slam dunk. These dumb farmers and ranchers, they won't have any problem. They'll sign up their property. Well, they're not signing up their property. And they're doing everything in the world. They, the government, coming in the back door, buying off the Angus Association, buying off the Future Farmers of America, buying off 4-H, saying the kids can't show their animals at state fairs unless they have an animal ID. All of these things they're trying to do to get more power. And now here we come with this national driver's license thing. And as I said, the government is running frightened because seven states have already passed legislation saying they just reject it. They're not going to let their people get involved in this thing. Those seven states are Idaho, Maine, Montana, New Hampshire, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and Washington. They just refuse to comply. New Hampshire passed a House bill opposing the program, calling the Real ID contrary and repugnant to the state and federal constitutions. A Colorado House resolution dismissed Real ID by expressing support for the war on terror, but not at the expense of essential civil rights and liberties of citizens in this country. So Chertoff now is at this meeting that's being held of all the state legislators. And he's telling them, hey, if you don't do this, you're going to be in a heap of trouble, boy. And when we come back, we'll go in a little more detail on what kind of trouble these states are going to be in and what trouble you're going to be in if you are in one of those states that's going to be in trouble. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah. DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
And we have returned. Now, talking about this national ID thing, as I mentioned earlier, the powers that be have decided, hey, these people aren't as dumb as we thought they were. We can't push them around as easy as we thought we could. With the animal identification system, they thought, oh, this is going to be a slam dunk. Everybody's going to want to sign up their premises. Well, everybody didn't want to sign up their premises. And these states, you know, we can force these states to do about anything. I mean, after all, we made them quit. We passed a 55-mile-an-hour driver's speed limit, did we not? We just told them we'd just take their money away from them if they didn't pass it, and they did. And, you know, we can just force these states to do about anything we want to, except states are waking up just a little bit and saying, hold on here, that's not the way it's going to be. So Chertoff, and of course he is the head honcho there as far as Homeland Security is concerned, Michael Chertoff, he told the National Conference of State Legislatures that they're going to have to knuckle under and start kissing their boots because, looky here, we have control over you. We are the federal government. So here's what he said. Citizens in states that don't comply with the new rules will have to use passports for federal purposes. Now, remember, I've already named seven of these states, and I'll run through them again real quickly just for that purpose. But the states that have not that have actually passed bills and signed by the governor that's rejecting all this is Idaho, Maine, Montana, New Hampshire, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and Washington. Now, they just refuse to comply. There's enough other states that have either legislation pending or they've passed resolutions that actually over half of the 50 states now have said, no, we're not going to be involved in this. So Chertoff, he's going to use the big stick. You know, there's two ways to get things done. Back to this horse sense again. It's the carrot or the stick. You know, you can hold the carrot out in front of the mule and see if he'll keep moving forward trying to get the carrot. Or you can get behind him with a stick. and make sure that he understands. So, in this case, they've used the carrot. They've done everything they can, and hey, it's not working, so now they're going to use the stick. Chertoff said that travel documents are like weapons. We do have a right and an obligation to see that those licenses reflect the identity of the person who's presenting it. He said the Real ID program is essential to national security because there are presently 8,000 types of identification accepted to enter the United States. It is simply unreasonable to expect our border inspectors to be able to detect forgeries on documents that range from baptismal certificates. Can't read this morning. It's the glare in here, Jeff. From small towns in Texas to cards that purport to reflect citizenship privileges in a province somewhere in Canada. And then he goes on to say, hey, you're not even going to be able to go into a national park without this, without the proper identification. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
And we're back. Our number's 1-800-973-3779. As I was mentioning, here Michael Chertoff was attending this meeting of state legislators. It was a national convention, and he now uses the big stick. He said there would be repercussions for states choosing not to comply. He said this is not a mandate. A state doesn't have to do this. But if the state doesn't have, at the end of the day, at the end of the deadline, real ID compliant licenses, then the state cannot expect that those licenses will be accepted for federal purposes. And he talks about all these federal purposes, including such things as you won't even be able to go into a national park. Now, I have online today with me Louise Dender.
How you doing there,
Bear Derry? Hey, good to have you on the... Hey, I called your boss this morning, Jim Guest. He was busy doing some other things.
Yes.
But I'm surprised that you all weren't attending this meeting in wherever it was.
Well, we were meeting the people at that time. See, we have set off... We are doing multiple state... we did the 16 southern state conference. We will shortly be in, right now we're going up to Michigan to do the Midwest conference.
So you do them at one group at a time.
Right.
But these are the same people.
When you do these larger ones, larger venues, they are more, they tend to be more pro-federal government. We need the legislators, the bulk of the legislators, to know what's going on. And because they have to protect their citizens. Now, one thing that Homeland Security, you know, everybody keeps saying we have 7 pieces of out and out no and 15 pieces of this one and 17 pieces of that one. A resolution with a slight modification is law. So when Homeland Security constantly reminds us that we don't have total law on those, with a slight modification, every state that sent a resolution can make it a law.
Now, Missouri has a resolution,
yes,
right?
We do. And the reason we didn't make it an out-and-out law, because we have a second-party legislation going in, and that is to stop states and federal governments from selling your information and at the same time derive from anything you give. It makes your information private, not public. It actually in law says that any information you give up to get a driver's license, to get to do your taxes or anything else, is private information, not public. By deeming it private, they have no right to sell it. And they have no right to link it, trade it, or any other things other than for specific law enforcement that you've done something.
What do you think Sheritoff's doing here? Are these scare tactics? Is he just trying to frighten the state legislatures into going along with this garbage of a work? And I almost said it, and I should have, I guess, a worldwide identification system, because they're doing the same thing in China.
It's international identification. And by the way, what we talked about last time was when Homeland Security says that if you go over to England, France, or anywhere else, that they have to report to Homeland Security who you're with, where you go, how many people in your party, if it's just you, are you a married man or woman, did you get a king-size bed, what is your sexual orientation? Because, see, in the event you might get a king-size bed and you're not with your spouse, then you must be cheating on your spouse. And if you're cheating on your spouse, then you are a security risk, see. And if by chance you have a sexual orientation problem, that might cause another problem too, I guess.
Get this information about the king-size bed? I'd never heard
that. Actually came from, believe it or not, from Homeland Security.
Homeland Security had
the EU, the European Union, all the information they have to report. Now, I don't see them saying, please report back on all the terrorists in your country. No, report on the Americans. This is a way to control Americans. This isn't controlling them. There is a program for biometrics for you that you have to go through to get a passport. Well, the same program they decided they can't use on people coming into our country because it's not reliable. But it's okay to do it to Americans. We've got a problem here. If we pick up illegal immigrants, or in fact, by the way, in Plattsburgh, Missouri, we were notified that a man fitting Al-Qaeda's, somebody in Al-Qaeda, same name, same face, he fit the profile, what he had in his vehicle fit the profile. Homeland Security would not pick him up. They said they don't believe it's him, let him go. The police were furious.
Why would a terrorist be in Plattsburgh, Missouri,
he came
anyway?
In through Mexico. Well, excuse me, if you were a terrorist, to be really honest, if you were a terrorist, would you go to a rural area to set up camp or one in the major city?
Well,
so we're
hey,
losing
these farmers
our drug
know
task forces. We're losing our police departments because we're not getting any funding. They're removing funding from us. Okay, who's going to protect our areas? And when it comes to illegals, this is no way to track illegals because they don't. They don't pick them up. So that's why in the legislation the Representative Guest is putting through, it makes it a federal offense, a felony, to be illegal in the state of Missouri and every other state, hopefully, that does the same thing we did Real ID. So we, the people, the state of Missouri, have the right to deport.
Okay, hang on. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number's 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices fell over 3% Thursday amid a global stock sell-off and ongoing credit meltdown. Gold closed in New York down $20.90 to $648 an ounce. Investor confidence has been shattered worldwide as no one seems able to determine the value of certain assets. Gold and other blue chip assets are being sold to raise cash because they're liquid, writes Craig R. Smith. More at SwissAmerica.com.
This is Pat Boone to tell you about Swiss America's three-step plan for successful gold investing. First, call Swiss America. Request their free book, materials, and CD. Second, review the materials and learn why gold has more than doubled in the last 5 years. And third, earn a return through growth of your gold investment.
Call now toll-free 1-877-703-2193. 877-703-2193.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale this coming Monday, August the 20th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Early consigners include Holston Farms, who have consigned a potload of fancy Angus 850-pound steers. Now, they've been MFA processed or coming off of short grass. Donnie Callis will be selling a 60-head string of fancy black and black baldy steer and heifer calves. They'll weigh from 400 to 500 pounds, had all their shots, and they're weaned. Junior Cadre is offering a set of black and black baldy and Charolais crosses. They weigh from 600 to 700 pounds. Larry Bennett will be in with a 30-head lot of calves. They weigh from 450 to 6, and they've weaned and had one round of shots. And Farrell Taylor and also Donnie Leibhart are each selling a set of 600 to 700-pound cattle, and they've had two rounds of shots and are long-time weaned. These cattle and the calves will be selling this coming Monday, August the 20th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. You know, I've been telling you about the best-kept secret in the Ozarks, the Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Well, I was there, had a good time. It's a beautiful place to go. It's internationally known for the musical shows and concerts they produce. The concerts are held in the main lobby in front of the big stone fireplace, and the acoustics are perfect. So listen to this.
Past performers at Wildwood Springs Lodge include Asleep at the Wheel, Pure Prairie League, Michael Martin Murphy, Leroy Parnell, and many, many more. Coming soon, Brewer and Shipley, the Amazing Rhythm Aces, Rice and Rowan, the Outlaws, America, Dr. John, Poco, Arlo Guthrie, and the Guess Who, just to name a few.
As I said before, I've been there, done that, and you should too. Stay for a meal, it is delicious. Stay for the show, they're outstanding. Stay for the night, and you're in for a real treat. Book online at wildwoodspringslodge.com or call 573-775-2400. Friends, if you're thinking about putting up a building for hay, machinery, or a workshop, Steelspan Buildings can solve your storage needs. And more importantly, these buildings are affordable and bird-free every day. So listen to what my listeners say who have bought this Quonset-style building.
It went together very easily and doesn't leak. The birds don't have a place to roost. It's just an all-around maintenance-free building. I get so many compliments about it. People that drive in, they got to go in and look at it.
Call Lou anytime you need to, and it usually works well.
Pretty warm out here, but it's cool in there. Got a combine and baler and corn planter, you name it. It couldn't be better.
Friends, it's Lou, and it's State Fair time. See me now at the Missouri State Fair in Sedalia, or just call me. I'll have selected Quonset building sizes at huge discounts, but you have to talk to me. Call me for details at 800-894-9408. That's 800-894-9408.
Friends, what are you waiting for? I'm convinced. Call Lou now.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who asks, why is it called After Dark when really it's After Light? Derry Brownfield.
And we're back.
Hello.
Yes. Louise, let me ask you a question here, because I read all of this information about what these different states are saying. And yes, over half of the states are resisting this national ID thing.
No, they're rejecting it. But first, They were being polite. They send a resolution to the government and say, rethink what you're doing because we don't agree.
All right, but the thing of it is they don't agree for the right reasons.
Yes, they do.
They do agree for the right reasons?
No, they don't agree for the right reasons.
No, they don't. They're worried about it's going to cost the state so much money. And even if they gave it to us, it would be wrong.
No. Many states did it not because of the money, but because of the principle of privacy.
That's right.
Okay, but then there are some states who use the dollar amount as it. Okay, we did it specifically. In fact, the reason why Representative Guest started the Coalition of States, remember, we're the ones that went out and contacted every single state for the last 2 years to get them to file. Okay, and we're still doing that. We're going literally on our own dollar, state to state to state, all this summer and fall, and until we get everybody to file the legislation that we have this year to out and out every state say no. By the way, if your local airline finds out that you won't fly on their plane because you don't have a real ID, you know how much money that they're going to jump down the throat of the federal government on? Because they're not going to want to lose all their business. So when our government can threaten us all they like. And by the way, what kind of government, I like everybody in your audience to say, what kind of government threatens the people in it if you do not obey?
Well, the tyrannical government.
That
we can go back to the harder. Gestapo.
Yes. Yes. So, not only but the real ID. I sent you something, a piece that came from a pastor, that FEMA is recruiting and training pastors right now. So that in the event, by the way, I remember our president signed one of his wonderful, he likes to send these executive orders for martial law. If they say martial law, they have these pastors ready to convince people that it is okay to turn over your firearms, it is okay to do this, and get all their flock to follow.
You know, interestingly enough, I spent most of the day yesterday after I got off of the air working on a Chronicle article just like that,
mm-hmm.
exactly like that. And, you know, they already did it.
Yes.
In Washington, when we watched New Orleans, well, we had some audio from where the cops were coming in and took guns away from a little old grandma there. She wouldn't have weighed 90 pounds, made her give him his gun. But they also had... And I don't have that in here with me, but it seems to me like they said they had 38 of these trained pastors in New Orleans on a daily basis during that whole thing, telling people, hey, you go along with the government, and when it's all over with, just cooperate, and then when it's all over with, everything will be better, or something to that effect.
Now, I have a question. What does this sound like? Russia?
Well, or Germany.
More Russia. This is absolutely communism in its finest.
Well, it was Nazism as well.
Yeah, Nazism had a little bit more of an insanity to it. This is very direct. And what I mean by that, when Russia took control of their priests, they took control of everyone. In the fatherland, everybody was just afraid. They hid. And in Russia, they actually had control of them.
Now, you are a descendant of Russian Jew, right?
Partly, and partly French Jew.
Okay.
Mostly French. But that's okay. We're all related. The point coming is that in Russia, they had total domination over everything. Chertoff and many others are Russian. Now, what's wrong with our homeland security when we have Russians in our homeland security?
Now, when you say he is a Russian, you mean he was born and raised over there?
He was ex-KGB in a little place called Israel.
Really?
So, now, what is wrong with us? I'd like to see what is wrong with us. If this is what's coming to America. Now, I want everybody to turn around and look at your child, your grandchild, or your great-grandchild, and you say, is this your country that you're leaving in? I'm leaving you what I got, freedom. Is this what's happening? And I'd say no. America is a land of the free and the brave. And I hope the brave start coming up and saying, you know what? You have no right to do this to us.
Well, you know, yes, we are the land of the free so far. I just wonder how many people in the United States are still brave enough to do. I got a call just yesterday morning. People have found out that I get in here pretty early, and these Western ranchers, see, it's 7 o'clock here, it's 6 o'clock out there, so they're getting up, and they call me. And this one fellow said, no, I'll never sign up for animal ID. But he said, how am I going to get by without a driver's license? And he said, they're going to force that on us. And see, people are quite concerned about this. They want to be brave, but what do you do?
You know what it is? You said it just a little bit ago. There are more of us than there are of them.
There is.
As long as people say, do you know what? This is my country. You're not going to get it back when it's gone. Okay? It's going to be a revolution to do that. Now, here's the revolution here. It is a bloodless revolution, just saying one thing. No. This is my country. This is the land that my children have to inherit. Now, our families, our fathers, founder fathers, our mothers who went to war and fought for freedom, our young men and women who are currently overseas fighting for freedom in another country, we've gotten letters, we've gotten calls from these same people saying, I'm over here fighting for freedom over here. How about my country? I don't like what I'm hearing. These guys are putting their life on the line to come back to what? When do we, Americans, start taking back our country and saying the federal government has certain jurisdictions that we give them? The states have the right. But more than that, the people have the right over their state legislators, over their federal legislators. It is the people who run this country as long as the people get involved. So that means you register to vote. You make your opinion heard. You don't give them one leg up. I don't care who it is, even if it's Representative Guest or whatever else. You say what you feel and what you believe.
It's more than just registering to vote and voting, because we don't even get a chance at the local level. Yes, we pretty well get to vote on who we want to do. But when it comes to the feds, I'm convinced that we have no control over that.
It came within 500 votes, the difference between Gore and Bush.
Yeah, but the world leaders didn't care which one got elected.
How many people do not register to vote?
Yeah, but the world leaders didn't care which one. They put Bush in there, and they put Gore in there, and they said, have at it. You know, it's kind of like the guy that came back to his cabin and saw a bear in there, and the bear and the wife was having a fight. And, boy, she was beating on that bear with a poker, and that bear was after her. And a traveler was just coming by, and he heard her ruckus. And he goes up to the cabin, and he looks in the window, and he shoots the bear. And then he looks around, and he sees the husband looking in the other window. And he says, why didn't you do something? He said, I never saw a better fight and didn't care about the outcome.
Yes.
And that's exactly the way it is with our it wouldn't have made any difference whether Gore or Bush got in there.
Yes, it would have. To be really, really honest, yes,
why?
It would have.
Why?
I understand why you didn't, but because the you have to go back all the way back to the Bush administration one, and you will notice that Vice President Cheney, he always is in these type of, underworld government type of thing. More control. Everything he's ever written was on controlling the populace. Control, control.
Oh, well, wouldn't it have been the same with the Democrats?
It didn't before that.
They're pushing harder now than they were before that. Hey, let's take a break. We've got a gob of callers. I think the lines are full. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
I think all of our lines have lit up. Let's go to the phones as quickly as we possibly can. Kenny in Nebraska. Hi, Kenny. You're up first.
Yes, Derry. Louise, hi. I called my state legislator.
Yes.
To the aide. And she said that they have the authority to put on the driver's license whatever they see fit. Now, I was referring to that NAU on the back of it, you know?
Yes.
And I said, well, excuse me, if you acknowledge the fact that you get money from the federal government and you've got mandates, well, then don't tell me that you can't, that they can't tell you what to put on the back of the driver's license. I said, we'll probably challenge that if you do that.
And what'd he say?
Well, she kind of paused and hesitated and just left it at that. They weren't aware of anything going on in the country that they put NAU on the back of the driver's license.
They put is it a hologram?
Yes.
And it is absolutely a hologram of the globe in grid and the North American continent. When you change it, when you move it, you see headlights in a car because it's an auto versus a truck or whatever, you know, whether it's in a CDL, in that hologram.
Is that on your Nebraska driver's license, Kenny?
Not yet, no.
Well, this isn't Nebraska. This is North Carolina.
Right. But Kenny's in Nebraska.
Gary, she told me that, for instance, she gave me an example. When we wanted to be an organ donor, she said that people voted that down, and we decided not to put it on there. So that she could give me an example that they have the authority to do whatever they want to on the driver's license. Yeah. I said, well, ma'am, that's a state issue. But when you talk about something as a North American union, and you get federal money, you've already admitted to me that you're going to take their money. You've got mandates.
That's true.
I said, we're going to challenge it.
Question. Should any state, because of money, be destroying the citizens therein?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We have allowed the federal government to hold dollars that they take from our citizens to hold states literally at bay, to do the will of the federal government. It's time to take that back. Part of representing, I guess, 5 points to America's freedom is to stop the real ID, NIS, animal identification.
prohibit states and federal governments from stealing your information, repeal the Patriot Act, make it real free trade, stop the SPP. We do not need companies coming in here doing business. We're doing business within trading that are breaking all our laws. If you're breaking our laws, we do not trade with you. And we make it a felony to be a legal alien in every single state and have the states the right to deport and fund our law enforcement so that we can take them home.
Okay, let's move along here. Kenny, thanks for the call. Let's go to George in Florida. Hi, George.
How you doing?
Okay.
I just wanted to say, with this Real ID Act, with the SPP, our government's lacking in enforcement. And these neocons up in Washington, if they get another 9/11 style attack, that they'll be able to impose draconian measures on the American people. And I kind of see this kind of backfiring on them because they haven't secured the border and they haven't enforced the immigration laws. And yet they're putting all these, like the Real ID and all these draconian measures on us. Do you see that kind of happening?
Okay, let's answer that question after this message.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. It's showtime at the Missouri State Fair.
Wow. Is that guy wrestling an alligator?
Why, it's Kachunga and the alligator, straight from the swamps of Florida. They're coming to the Missouri State Fair, and they're free.
Wow. Well, what more could you ask for?
Glad you asked. There's Mad Science's Funky Farm Works, the Hollywood High Dive Show, and the amazing Rainforest Experience. The Missouri State Fair has something for everyone, and a lot of it's free.
Come on.
Stop by the Bud Stage for great music, or sit back and relax at the Society Horse Show or the State Fair Queen Contest. There's hundreds of free exhibits, animals, and really cool stuff to see. And you can do it all for the price of admission, just $8. Where else can you have so much fun for so little money? Only at the Missouri State Fair, August 9th through the 19th in Sedalia. It's showtime! Plan your fun. Visit mostatefair.com.
Friends, I've seen with my own eyes the Paragon Foundation, which does a lot of good. And here's Executive Director Jeannie Oliver.
This foundation is dedicated to protecting people's property, protecting their constitutional rights. We've been at this 11 years. As we've said on this show many times, we've made a lot of mistakes, but I'll tell you, we've learned a great deal. You got to determine where your jurisdiction lies, who has jurisdiction over your property, and don't ever take that information out of an attorney. Always get with us or somebody else before you go hire an attorney. Just don't hire one for a little while. Let us show you how to send the letters, how to challenge this authority and challenge this jurisdiction, and you'll be amazed when you start to do that, how you'll see these bureaucracies just kind of fade into the dark when you start asking the right questions.
Join the Paragon Foundation today. It's just $35 a year, and you'll be helping to keep and restore freedom for the next generation. So call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 877-847-3443, or go online to paragonfoundation.org. Louise, did you hear George's question?
I sure did. I wasn't quite sure I'm part of it, but I think I know what he's coming at. It comes down to this. They have misjudged the American people. I really think that a bunch of people up there have become arrogant. They've tried to backdoor this legislation, whether it is premise identification, whether it is animal identification, human identification, employment verification, everything they've done, yet he is correct. They haven't done anything about that border, and that's because if you have a porous border with an NAU or SPP, so to speak, and you don't need a border, but you do need to know who you're taxing. And that's why they need your property, your name, and who you are, and what animals you own. Because that's anybody flowing in and out of here without that isn't going to be taxed. So they need to control their people, not the people that they're allowing in.
Okay, let's go back to the telephones. Fred in Pennsylvania. Hi, Fred.
Hi. Derry, how much time do I have?
Very little.
Okay. I'm investigating this E-Verify action that Chertoff and Gutierrez did, and I looked at the press conference that they had, and I called down there, and I also called reference libraries, and it turns out that there's a lot of actions that they took, not just voluntary, and they set up databases that I think you said a couple days ago could have the ability to veto anyone's common law right to work. I'm not talking about stopping illegal immigrants from working or making sure that you know, people file taxes when they are employed.
Yeah, you know, the story I have is that they have to you're going to have to have permission from Homeland Security just to get a job.
Yes.
Right. And
that is correct.
The bureaucrats down in Washington, some of them don't really understand, even though I tried educating them. And the other thing, and that story is right. And the other thing is that Jerry Ward, the point person for SPP.gov, she has a very strange spelling of her name, and that made it impossible for months and months for anyone to look up, when I called down there, look up her name in the Commerce Department. It's G-E-R-I, one R, C, that's her middle initial, and W-O-R-D. But they're saying it Jerry Ward. And so no one can look this up. They can't get to Congress, or the public can't get to speak to this woman. And
but who is she, very quickly? What does she do?
What do you do?
Yeah, what does Jerry Ward do?
She supposedly is the point person, a spokesperson for SPP.gov and possibly more. But that's what I was told. And yet she goes by that name, which can't be looked up unless you use this spelling that she uses.
Okay, we're going to run out of time. Thanks for the call, Fred. We have about a minute left, Louise.
Yes.
What's your next move?
Our next move is we're promoting Ron Paul. You get Ron Paul, someone they don't want. Either side wants Ron Paul, and there's a reason. Because he is a devout constitutionalist, he protects the rights, and he's voted that way consistently. Next, you get a hold of everyone who's running in your area that they stick to that same value. You've got a big pen in an election. Yeah.
We have 30 seconds left. Louise, it's been a pleasure, again, having you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition. I'm looking at your empty chair here. I'm going to have you a better chair the next time you come in. I will assure you that.
All right. Thank you, Derek.
Hey, you bet. In closing, very quickly, I'm going to close on a little different note. In eastern Connecticut, they had a dam that they had to breach. And they let the water out of the dam, but what happened is the beavers keep coming back and rebuilding the dam. Now they've, by lawsuits, basically the court has ruled that the court has no jurisdiction over beavers, but then the opinion was that the beavers didn't get the proper permits, and they're not taxpayers, so they don't have any rights anyhow. We'll be right back. No, we won't be back. Yeah, we'll be back Monday.
We meet again. Happy trails. Until then,
who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
It's true.